going to call the May 24th, 2018 Planning and Zoning Meeting to order. Ms. Burns, may we have roll call, please?
Yes. Mr. Harder.
Here.
Mr. McMahon.
Present.
Mr. Stanton. Mr. Strodman. Ms. Rushing.
Here.
Ms. Russell.
Here.
Mr. Tui.
Here.
I am here. Ms. Lowe.
Here.
We have seven. We have a quorum.
Thank you, Ms. Burns. Mr. Zenner, are there any adjustments or additions to the agenda?
No, there are not, ma'am.
Thank you. Can I get a thumbs up on the agenda? Thank you. Everyone should have received a copy of the May 10th meeting minutes in advance. Are there any comments, corrections, or changes to the minutes? I get a thumbs up approval of the minutes. Thank you. All right. We have several tabling requests in front of us this evening. So we're going to move into those. The first one is for case 18-85, a request by Engineering Surveys and Services on behalf of Central Bank of Boone County to vacate alley right-of-way generally located between 203 East Walnut Street and 115 North Providence and designated as an alley on the MDT regulating plan of the UDC. May we get a staff report, please?
Yes, you may, Ms. Lowe. This is an item that we had tabled at our last Planning Commission meeting, intending that we would have had a resolution to an outstanding staff comment that had been submitted late. In response to that outstanding staff comment came another comment that the applicant wanted to have an opportunity to discuss with our solid waste utility in regards to turning radii that's being required with the corresponding case to this, which is 1886. As a result of the delay in being able to schedule a meeting with our utility folks, they are requesting an additional tabling. This is their second tabling request to complete the meeting with our utility provider, as well as to potentially amend the easement documents that have that will be being submitted in conjunction with the following case, which is 1886. We are supporting the tabling request here to allow for the staff and the applicant to continue to work through some outstanding issues.
Are there any questions for staff on this request? Mr. McMahon?
I think I'm going to answer it, but by reading more carefully. So
all
thank
right.
You, no.
Would we have public comment on the tabling request?
No, this is a tabling. This is a request to table, so there is no public comment.
Okay.
Commission can take a vote.
All right. So, motion?
I move to table case number 18-85.
To June 7th? Can I add that?
To June 7th, 2018.
Second.
Thank you. Mr. McMahon.
Go ahead and say what you're going to say.
No.
Okay. When we're there, before we vote, I have a question for staff.
I think we're there.
Oh, yeah,
is there any discussion on this motion?
Yeah.
That's where I wanted to be. Mr. Zenner, is June 7th going to be enough time?
That is the request that the applicant has made. Is my understanding when the request was presented, I was told that if they aren't able to resolve their differences at that point, they will either choose to withdraw or they will proceed forward with the design as it has been prepared, knowing that there may be disagreement amongst the city staff with that proposed solution.
All right. Their money. Thank you.
Any additional questions? All right. We have a motion and a second. Ms. Burns, may we have a roll call, please?
Yes. Mr. Harder.
Yes.
Mr. McMahon.
Yes.
Ms. Rushing.
Yes.
Ms. Russell.
Yes.
Mr. Tui.
Yes.
My vote is yes. Ms. Lowe.
Yes.
7-0, motion carries.
Thank you. Recommendation for tabling will be forwarded. Next case is case 18-86, a request by Engineering Surveys and Services on behalf of Central Bank of Boone County for the dedication of a street easement for a new alley on lots 311 and 312 in the original town of Columbia, and generally located on the south side of Ash Street, approximately 130 feet west of Providence Road. The dedication is located within the MDT regulating plan area of the UDC. May we have a staff report, please?
Yes. again, I apologize. I had corrected the case number on this on the slide, and it showed up not corrected. So this is 1886. This is the corresponding case to the alley vacation that was in 1885. As I have stated previously, this case or this particular action is required in order to complete the proposed revisions to the MDT regulating plan by the new dedication of a replacement alley for the proposed alley to be removed. Again, we are working with our utility staff and the applicant are trying to resolve some outstanding issues as it relates to easement width and design. They're trying to negotiate a solution, and they are requesting the additional time in order to complete that meeting. The applicant would like to pursue either moving forward with the application as it has been submitted with their proposed easement. If they are unable to resolve the differences with our utility department, and the June 7th meeting is the chosen date that they would like to work toward having that occur at. We are recommending approval of the action to table to the 7th.
Thank you, Mr. Zenner. Any questions for staff? Any comments by Ms. Russell?
In the case of 18-86, I move to table this request until June 7th, 2018 meeting.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Mr. Tuohy seconds. Any discussion on this motion? Seeing none, Ms. Burns, may we have a vote?
Yes. Mr. Harder?
Yes.
Mr. McMahon?
Yes.
Ms. Rushing?
Yes.
Ms. Russell?
Yes.
Mr. Tuohy?
Yes.
My vote is yes. Ms. Lowe?
Yes.
7-0, motion carries.
Thank you. Recommendation for tabling will be forwarded. Next case, 18-104, a request by the agent Brush & Associates on behalf of the owner James Harris to rezone a 0.61-acre parcel of property from Plan District to Agricultural District. The subject site is located south of St. Charles Road and approximately 700 feet east of Dorado Drive and is a portion of the former Terebinth's PUD. The owner intends to combine the subject parcel with the adjoining 10-acre tract to the south, subject to its annexation into the city for use as a large single-family residence and farm. May we have a staff report, please?
Yes, you may. Ms. Chairman, this is associated with the next case, which is proposed to be tabled as well, which is 18-105, which is the corresponding annexation immediately to the south of the subject tract. Due to errant information that was provided to us by the applicant in relationship to the zoning of the annexation parcel and publication of that errant information, the applicant has sought to request tabling of this rezoning, which was properly advertised from PUD or PD to A, so it can be heard in connection with the annexation and permanent zoning request to the south of it, which is the subject of case 18-105. Staff is supporting the request to table this item to the June 7th agenda. We have properly advertised the proposed permanent zoning and annexation of the 10-acre tract, which is currently zoned RS in the county and is proposed to be zoned A inside the city. That advertising does meet the advertising requirements and would allow us then to move the two projects together. So June 7th is what we are supporting for a tabling request on this case, 18-104.
Thank you, Mr. Zenner. Any questions for staff? Mr. McMahon.
I have a motion. In the matter of case 18-104, Taproom Subdivision, a tabling I move that we table until date certain, 7 June 2018.
Second.
Thank you. Second by Ms. Russell. Any discussion on that motion? No? Ms. Burns, may we have a vote?
Yes. Mr. Harder?
Yes.
Mr. McMahon?
Yes.
Ms. Rushing?
Yes.
Ms. Russell?
Yes.
Mr. Tuohy?
Yes.
My vote is yes. Ms. Lowe?
Yes.
7-0 motion carries.
Thank you. Again, that recommendation for tabling will be forwarded. And that brings us to our last tabling, case 18-105, a request by the agent, Brush & Associates, on behalf of the owner, James Harris, seeking annexation of a 10-acre property just south of St. Charles Road and approximately 700 feet east of Dorado Drive. The applicant is seeking annexation in order to connect to city sewer services and intends to combine this parcel with the adjacent lot to the north to create one single-family home farm lot. The parcel is currently zoned Boone County RS and is seeking City of Columbia Agricultural District zoning upon annexation. May we have a staff report, please?
Yes, you may. I sound like a broken record today. This is the subject parcel that is associated with case number 18-104, which is immediately to the north. Requested tabling is due to a advertising error and the necessity to ensure that the appropriate advertising for the requested permanent zoning is properly processed. That ad has been placed. The error occurred due to misinformation provided by the applicant. The request to table to June 7th will allow for the appropriate 15 days worth of notice and will also allow for 18-104 to be concurrently heard at the same time on the same agenda. We are recommending support of the June 7th tabling.
Thank you, Mr. Zenner. Mr. McMahon.
There's no discussion. I have a motion.
Any discussion? Seeing none, Mr. McMahon.
In the case of 18-105, Harris Annexation, I move to table till date certain, 7 June 2018.
Thank you for that motion. Any second?
Second.
Ms. Russell seconds that. Any discussion on that motion? Seeing none, may we have a vote, please? Ms. Burns.
Mr. Harder.
Yes.
Mr. McMahon.
Yes.
Ms. Rushing.
Yes.
Ms. Russell?
Yes.
Mr. Tuohy?
Yes.
My vote is yes. Ms. Lowe?
Yes.
7-0 motion carries.
Oh, okay. We've made it through the tabling. Do we need a break?
I move for a 15-minute break, please.
All right. Moving into the next section, subdivisions. Our first case is 18-102. A request by the agent, a civil group on behalf of McGarry Properties LLC and the McGarry Family Trust for approval of a three-lot final minor plat to be known as the McGarry Subdivision Plat 3. The 5.1-acre subject property is zoned agricultural and addressed 4217, 4301, and 4305 St. Charles Road. A design adjustment from the section 29-5.1F1V of the Unified Development Code to allow the platting of a tier lot with a stem less than 30 feet in width in the A district is requested. Before I ask staff for their report, I'd like to ask any commissioner who has had any ex parte prior to this meeting related to case 18-102 to please disclose that now so all commissioners have the same information to consider on behalf of this case in front of us. Seeing none, may we have a staff report, please?
Yes, you may, Ms. Chair. As you mentioned, this is case 18-102. It's the McGarry Subdivision Plat 3. They are requesting a final minor plat this evening and a single design adjustment. This is an established area with three tracts. There are four homes and three addresses. As you mentioned, 4217, 4217, 4301, and 4305 St. Charles Road. We had a public information meeting on April the 17th. We sent 11 postcards, and to date, we have not received any public comment for or against either the subdivision action or the design adjustment. To orient ourselves to the site, this property is east on St. Charles from case 104 and 105, which you considered for tabling earlier this evening. You can see the four homes here on the screen are accessed off of East St. Charles Road. Just off of the screen, sort of kind of here, is the Hominy Branch Trail. It's a recent trail connector. The surrounding land uses for the area are primarily ag and then residential as well. So as I mentioned, there are three existing lots that are covered by this subdivision plat. One of them, Lot 1, is already platted under McGarry Subdivision in 1989. I believe it was last year or the year prior you did consider McGarry Plat 2, which took care of this piece of property you can see sort of grayed out on your screen. The other two tracks, Track 2, and then Tract 3, as shown on the subdivision plat, have been surveyed. They are existing lots. They are not planned to be redeveloped, but this subdivision action will provide legal lot status to all three lots. In addition to the existing lot on Lot 1, you will see that there is some minor reconfiguration of the rear lot line. It's already a previously platted legal stem lot. So this evening, while we are asking you to consider the creation of a stem lot for Lot 2, Lot 1 is already legally created, so we will not ask you to consider that creation this evening. I do want to mention specifically that in November of 17, the Board of Adjustment did grant variances for all three of these properties. Typically in the A district, the requirement is that property is at least 2.5 acres. These lots, with the exception of Lot 2, are all under that 2.5 standard. So the Board of Adjustment variance was actually to allow for lots no smaller than 0.5 acres, but also to allow them to be smaller than that 2.5 acre requirement for the A district. And that's under Section 29.5.1F13 of the Unified Development Code. So here I have on the screen, you can see that Lot 2 is 2.9 acres. That is the lot that has the existing two homes on it. And in the A district, you are allowed, at least under the new UDC, to have two dwelling units if you are over 2.5 acres under, you know, a conditional use process. Lot 1 is 1.24 acres after the reconfiguration, and then Lot 3 would be 0.8 acres, which is still above that 0.5 minimum granted by the Board of Adjustment. This evening, we are going to ask you to consider the creation of a stem lot per the requirements of the UDC. For Lot 2, that stem would be 22 feet wide, and we'll go through each of the individual criteria here in a moment. So in terms of the subdivision plat, it's going to maintain the existing private drive off of St. Charles Road. St. Charles Road is a major collector on the CATSO Major Roadway Plan. As such, it necessitates or requires limited additional residential driveways. There is an access restriction in that regard. The plat will dedicate the required right-of-way for that major collector standard, which is a 33-foot half-width. The plat actually does 33.5 feet of additional right-of-way dedication. The plat will also provide a 10-foot utility easement as required by the UDC along St. Charles Road as well. So going back to the creation of that stem or tier lot for Lot 2, the Planning and Zoning Commission per the UDC may consider such creation under Section 29.5.1F13. So the criteria for that is that the use of the stem is the only feasible means due to extreme topographic conditions. There are certain dimensional requirements, which I'll go to here in a moment more in detail, and the creation of the stem will not endanger the public health, safety, or general welfare. So in terms of that first criteria, extreme topographic considerations, I've got the topo map here for you to look at. There is quite a bit of elevation change, both east to west and north to south, when you go from St. Charles north to those existing homes. While we don't necessarily classify those as extreme, it is something that should be considered in your evaluation. Additionally, as I mentioned, residential driveways on St. Charles Road are restricted. It's not desirable to have additional ones due to the road classification. In terms of the dimensional requirements that are subject for review, the proposed STEM does meet the criteria as identified by the UDC. Specifically, STEMs need to be at least 20 feet wide and no longer than 250 feet long. This proposed STEM is 22 by 232.1 and does not impede any required front yard area. Additionally, the fire department reviewed the health and safety considerations, or the third criteria, for the creation of Lot 2 as a STEM lot. The 22-foot private drive for the STEM does provide adequate access for emergency vehicles. Additionally, there is a fire hydrant at Tower in St. Charles that would provide sufficient fire flow within 500 feet of all of the existing homes. The fire department does not have an issue with this creation. So in addition to the creation of a new STEM lot and the sort of codifying or legal lot status of the three lots on the plat, the applicant this evening is also requiring a design adjustment from Section 29.5.1F1V of the Unified Development Code. And so this requires that in special districts, so the industrial, the ag, and the open space districts, that the minimum width of a STEM lot be 30 feet instead of 20. It's a heightened standard. The intent of this heightened standard, or this 10 additional feet in width, really has to do with the idea that ag industrial types of properties are going to have heavy machinery going to and from, or farm equipment as well. In this case, especially because the Board of Adjustment has allowed for smaller than standard lots and there is no proposed redevelopment of the residential properties, the potential for this to be used in a high intensity agricultural use is greatly diminished. So I think that's something that's important to note as well. So the commission may this evening decide to recommend either approval or disapproval of this design adjustment of this waiver if you determine the criteria in 29.5.2B9 have been met, which I did provide for you in the staff report. The staff's evaluation is that design adjustment criteria are met. The property as presented with a design adjustment, it does not have any significant health or safety considerations. It does not either restrict or bestow any additional development rights, not afforded to other additional properties, and it's not going to impede the pedestrian flow or access thereof to the property. So we do think that the requirements of the UDC, with the exception of the design adjustment, are met, and that the criteria for the design adjustment are in addition also met. So we are recommending approval of both the design adjustment as your first motion this evening to permit the creation of a STEM lot with less than 30 feet of STEM in the 8th District, and then if you approve that, then approval of the McGarry subdivision plat 3 as the second component of your motion. The applicant is here should you have any questions, and I'm happy to answer any questions as well.
Thank you for the report. Are there any questions for staff? Seeing none. Even though this is not part of our public hearing portion of the meeting, if there is anyone that would like to come forward and offer some information on this matter, we would welcome that. Please give us your name and address for the record.
Commissioners, my name is Kevin Murphy. I'm with Ace Civil Group, offices at 3401 Broadway Business Park Court. I'm here on behalf of the McGarry family and two different capacities that owns these properties. Basically, they want to codify and make these lots of legal status. So either they or their heirs, if they decide to sell these in the future, they are legal lots for the future owners to be able to make improvements on. And then not have to go through this process in the future and delay potential additions or other building permit items on these lots. It adjusts these lots are basically the way they sit. Again, as pointed out by staff, the rear lot line of lot one is adjusted, a minor adjustment to it. But as they said, these lots could be sold as they are. Again, the McGarrys are spending the money to bring these into legal lot status, and with that, dedicating additional right-of-way along St. Charles Road and utility easements as well. I guess that's all I have. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Any questions? Mr. McMahon.
Just a follow-up on the design, a follow-up on the design adjustment. The lack of willingness to go on to expand the stem to 30 feet was because it encroaches on lot, on the lower left lot, lot number three. Is that, I'm trying to understand why we need to keep it so narrow.
Yes, that was a portion of it. There's one single drive that accesses the three houses to the rear that kind of snakes through there. These are, again, following the existing lots as they are. As staff pointed out, the reason for that extra width is for larger vehicles that are not going to be present on these properties. It encroaches on an easement and further into that lot three as well. I think there might be, again, it would make it an additional nonconformity, I believe, as far as side yard setbacks. There are already some nonconformities as they sit. Both of the houses on the left, on the west side of the property, may be nonconforming.
They're too close
to the side yard setback. And
brother,
it's just their desire to follow those lines. It was easier, cheaper for us to do that.
I'm familiar with the property. I had a shop next to it until recently. I was trying to figure out why we went 22 rather than 30. That's the only question I had.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any questions, discussion among commissioners? Ms. Russell.
I'd be happy to make a motion or two.
I think we might need two on this one.
In regards to case 18-102, the McGarry subdivision plat 3 final minor plat design adjustment, I move to approve the design adjustment to section 29-5.1F1V to permit creation of a stem lot with less than 30 feet of stem width and in the A district.
Second.
Period. Okay, second was
Rushing.
Ms. Rushing, sorry. Any discussion on that motion? Seeing none. Ms. Burns, may we have a vote?
Yes. Mr. Harder.
Yes. Yes.
Mr. McMahon.
Yes.
Ms. Rushing.
Yes.
Ms. Russell.
Yes.
Mr. Tuohy.
Yes.
My vote is yes. Ms. Lowe.
Yes.
7-0, motion carries.
Okay, the second half, in the case of 18-102, McGarry Subdivision Plat 3, final minor plat and design adjustment, I move to approve the McGarry Subdivision Plat 3.
Second.
Second by Ms. Rushing. Any discussion on this motion? Seeing none, Ms. Burns, may we have a vote?
Yes. Mr. Harder.
Yes.
Mr. McMahon.
Yes.
Ms. Rushing.
Yes.
Ms. Russell.
Yes.
Mr. Tuohy.
Yes.
My vote is yes. Ms. Lowe.
Yes.
7-0, motion carries.
Thank you. So two motions to be forwarded for approval, or yes, recommendations for approval. Thank you. Okay, moving on to our next section, which is the public hearings. Case 18-107, a request by Randall Y. Herring on behalf of Missouri Property Associates 2 LLC for approval of a conditional use permit to authorize establishment of a hair salon at 607 Jackson Street. The subject site is presently zoned MOF district and improved with a non-residential structure. Before I ask for a staff report, I would like to ask any commissioner who has had any ex parte prior to this meeting related to case 18-107 to please disclose that now so all commissioners have the same information to consider on behalf of the case in front of us. Seeing none, may we have a staff report, please?
Yes, we may, Ms. Chairman. We have the first conditional use application that is coming before the Planning and Zoning Commission. This is a request to establish a personal services general use within the MOF district, our mixed office zoning district, at 607 Jackson Street. Parcel size is approximately 8,700 square feet. This was a former residential lot, and the request is for a conditional use permit to establish a hair salon. We held a series of public information meetings, or public notices associated with this. Public information meeting was held May 1st. We had informed 22 adjacent residents and neighborhood association. We published the notice on the 8th of May as required by the code, and then sent out the same 22 property owner notification letters with that notification. This is your oblique aerial, and you are looking from the south northward up Jackson Street. The road that is on the right-hand side of this, left-hand side of this graphic, is the business loop, and you will see the identified property there highlighted in red as the subject site. Absorb this picture, because as we move to our other aerial photography, the clarity of this site gets a little bit lost as we zoom out a little bit. You will notice the commercial development that is up along the front of this property, or the front of this graphic towards the south. That is in the MC zoning district. And that MC zoning district actually goes back to Orange Street, which is the first street that goes east-west in front of the parcel. Front Street, then. That one.
Not helping.
Orange Street is right here, and then Jackson, of course, is here. So all of this development that is here is actually all in the MC zoning district, as well as what is across the street from it. This is an isolated MOF parcel. The personal services use within the MOF is intended to support our surrounding development. So the commercial development that we have here and the adjacent residential development as we move further back on Jackson Street towards the what would be the north, the south east is what this particular location would support. The parcel was rezoned in 1980. It was originally part of a residential subdivision, rezoned in 1980, and then the single-family home, which fronted on to Jackson Street, was demolished sometime between 1980 and 1992. To be replaced by the existing structure that is there today, which was used as a an office building for an appraisal company. The MOF district is generally, as is our was our former office zoning districts, they are often considered transitional zones between more intense zoning districts and less intense zoning districts themselves. So the rezoning of this parcel back in 1980 may have been viewed in that light and thereby approved. This is obviously the point corner parcel as it leads back into the residential neighborhoods to the south. And as such, it does provide a level of buffer between the adjacent commercial zoning to the north off of the business loop and then the residential development back in the neighborhood. This particular conditional use is going to be fully accommodated within the existing structure. We are unaware that there are any structural alterations interiorly other than potentially a movement of a wall or something to accommodate any potential plumbing or other changes that may be necessary for stylus chairs or things of that nature, but no significant exterior, no exterior structural changes, I should say, have been presented to us at this point, and there are no site alterations that are needed either to accommodate this particular use. As was depicted in the aerial photography, there is an existing parking lot that already sits forward of this commercial or of this office-used building previously used, and it has a total of 6 parking spaces and an already established handicap ramp by which to get into the actual building that is there. So we aren't needing to have any more parking added to this site either to support the proposed square footage that may be being utilized for the hair salon within this this existing structure. Site does have 2 points of ingress and egress. They access both Orange Street and Jackson Street. In essence, basically the parking lot is a through travel lane or travel aisle between the two street frontages and green spaces towards the point where Jackson and Orange Street intersect. And that can be depicted here, as you see in the aerial, where we've got our green space sitting out here, the driveway connecting both Orange and Jackson, and then the parking that is here. Handicap ramp is sitting on this corner of the existing structure today. The existing infrastructure within this neighborhood is sufficient to support the proposed salon use, as well as it is not believed that the actual conversion of this particular previously used office structure to the actual hair salon beauty shop, as it's defined within our current UDC, is going to be incompatible with the adjacent residential uses. As stated in the staff report, this particular site has been used for almost 26 years as an office building and has not seemed to pose a problem. I'm unaware of any information or any input that has been provided to us from the adjacent neighbors that have indicated any concern with this office building existing here. And the hair salon, in many respects, is probably going to operate not at a significantly greater intensity. This is a, it's not located off of a major thoroughfare, so we probably are going to have a client base that may be more limited or by appointment only, or maybe more concentrated by residents within the neighborhood that it is going to be located within, should the recommendation be to approve it. We did do an evaluation as it relates to the legal status of this particular structure, and over time, obviously, our code has changed. The site is considered a legal nonconformity. The building's placement does not meet particular MOF zoning setback requirements, nor does it meet landscaping standards for the parking area. Per the UDC, the ability to continue to utilize this nonconforming building is permitted. And the ability to move in uses that would be not any more intense is also allowed. So the use of this building for the proposed hair salon beauty shop is not incompatible with the UDC's provisions as it relates to legal nonconformities. If the building were to be modified or raised, any new construction on this particular site would need to become compliant with our UDC standards. That would mean that the building, a future building, would need to be placed further from the rear property line, which is here. It is too close at this point to this rear property line. And then the landscaping provisions for the parking area would need to be upgraded as well. But as I have stated, in order to accommodate the proposed use, there are no needs for any exterior alteration or any site improvements to accommodate it. The UDC provides criteria which we outlined within the staff report as to what constitutes meeting the standards for compatibility within for a conditional use within the zoning districts and where we would typically have a commercial use that would not otherwise be permitted. The assessment that staff has made was outlined in detail within the report that was provided. We find that the criteria, the six criteria, are met. We do not believe that the intensity of the proposed business in this location is out of character with its surroundings. It does offer services to the adjacent area, meaning it is compliant then with our comprehensive plans, goals, and objectives to try to integrate uses into residential areas that would be compatible. And we believe that it does still adhere to the buffering requirements of where we're not putting in a retail-type operation. We're putting in a service business that just happens to have some commercial component to it. It would be considered more of a commercial use, not necessarily an office use where you have people that may be punching a calculator or drawing architectural plans or being an engineering firm. The same level of traffic probably will come in and out of this as did the prior appraisal office, if not maybe just slightly more. But its corner lot location and its accessibility from both Orange Street and Jackson are more than adequate to accommodate that. And it is on the very northern tip of the residential area. It is not pushed back into the residential neighborhood, thereby making it having potentially a greater amount of incompatibility. Given those facts and given the request at hand, staff does support approval of the request to authorize the establishment of just the hair salon, beauty and barber shop as a personal service general use upon the subject site. Any additional uses that would fall within the personal services category would need to be approved as a separate conditional use. This is not giving the right to just change the use out without going back through evaluation. The purpose behind that is to ensure that the compatibility of those personal service uses does not overwhelm the existing surrounding infrastructure. So this is just to authorize a hair salon, nothing more within the definition of personal service, personal services general. If you have any questions, I will be more than happy to answer them.
Thank you, Mr. Zenner. Are there any questions for Mr. Zenner? Mr. McMahon.
Thank you. Just real quick, I see that you had five folks respond to in the meeting or show up. Was Ridgeway neighborhood one of those folks?
No, the applicant who is here this evening, Mr. Herring, is in the back row. His wife and then the actual three salon operators were the total of the five. No neighborhood representative showed up.
They're relatively active. I was just wondering if they would have a concern with its placement. And given the fact that Mugs Up is across the street, and I'm sure will have much greater traffic than you will ever have. My next question was as follows, and I'll say this to you to have it on the record. Does the applicant understand that other conditional uses would have to be applied for separately?
It is my understanding that he does.
All right. That's the only questions that I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Any additional questions? If not, we're going to open up the public hearing portion of this. If there's anyone that would like to come forward and provide us with any comments, enlighten us of any matters on this case, that would be welcome. Please give us your name and address for the record.
My name is Randall. Pardon, Missouri property appraisal. I live in Fulton.
Can you come up to the microphone just so we can get it?
I live at Fulton, 1507 Forest Avenue, and I just think it's when I originally had the for rent sign in the building, the lady approached me and asked me, would you put a beauty salon here? And I said, I don't know, I'd have to check with the city. And so I went to the proper channels, and that's why I'm here tonight. And I think it's a great idea. The thing I like best about the studies, it says it will add jobs in the community. So, I mean, that's three or four more jobs in that area.
So you're exploring this option for a potential tenant?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are there any questions from Ms. Russell?
How many chairs are you looking at having in here?
Well, there's only three ladies, and I think that's all they're figured on doing.
Okay, thank you.
It's probably got room for maybe one or two more, but there's like five offices in there.
Okay, thank you.
Any additional questions? I don't see any. Thank you, Mr. Herring. Close the public comments. Commission discussion. Ms. Russell.
Well, it was nice to have this excuse to look at this property and go to Mugs Up, but I'd like to make a motion. In the case of 18-107, 607 Jackson Street, the conditional use permit, I move to approve the establish a hair salon, barber and beauty shop, a personal services general use only upon the subject site.
I'll second that.
Mr. McMahon, second. Any discussion on this motion? Seeing none, Ms. Burns?
Mr. Harder?
Yes.
Mr. McMahon?
Yes.
Ms. Rushing?
Yes.
Ms. Russell?
Yes.
Mr. Tuohy?
Yes.
My vote is yes. Ms. Lowe?
Yes.
7-0, motion carries.
Thank you. Recommendation for approval will be forwarded to City Council. All right. That closes our public hearing section. Are there any comments of the public? No, I don't see any coming forward. Any comments from staff tonight?
You never can get away without having comments from me. Your next meeting is going to be on June 7th, same time, same back channel. We will be in our work session at 5:30 p.m. and do have a presentation scheduled at this point from our sustainability manager along with the chairman of the Climate Action Task Force. So please come and be informed. You do have a number of items that are coming up on your June 7th agenda. It looks worse than it really is. We have a couple of tabled items. That's everything under public hearings and the public hearings and subdivisions. There is one extra item underneath that I'll get to. But you do have two standard subdivision actions that will be on the docket. Bear Ridge, which is a preliminary plat, and then we will have Christian Fellowship plat number one. And this is the Christian Fellowship that is off of Scott Boulevard back in the King's Grant subdivision. They are looking for final plat approval and a design adjustment associated to their tract that the church and the school are currently sitting on, precipitated by the need to obtain a building permit for additional temporary classroom space that will be being added to the site due to their growing enrollment. The public hearings that we have scheduled are our two tabled items from this evening as it relates to the regulating plan amendments. One is the alley vacation and elimination off of the MDT regulating plan, and the other is a dedication of the replacement alley, which would be via an easement. And then the final three items that would be on the agenda for June 7th are our rezoning request and annexation for the Harris property there off of St. Charles Road. And associated with that is the final plat to combine the 0.61 acres and the 10-acre tract of land together to make it a single, almost 11-acre parcel of property for that single-family farm home site that is desired. Just so we can put ourselves in context as to where we are, the Bear Ridge subdivision is there located off of Blue Ridge Road. This is a project that does have a substantial number of lots that are within the FPO overlay. However, none of the lots are encroaching upon the floodway, though several of them are within the floodplain, which, as allowed by our most recent text amendment, is compliant with the city code. The second graphic is the Christian Fellowship plat, and you will notice that the school currently is located on the front portion of that property, and the back portion is what is being merged together to create one legal lot in order to be able to allow for the building permits to be issued for the future temporary classroom space, as well as some infrastructure expansion that's necessary to support them. And then, of course, our graphics that we have seen previously regarding the MDT amendments with Central Bank of Boone County. Then our Terrabence or the Harris rezoning request that we tabled and the annexation, which is on the right-hand side of the screen. And then, of course, the single subdivision plat that would combine the two with the stem lot access out to St. Charles Road. The history behind the 0.61 acre parcel is that it was created by a deed transfer out of the Terrabence property, out of the Terrabence subdivision property. It is not considered a legal lot. However, the access that is provided to the 0.61 acres is existing, as it can be seen here on the graphic. There is an existing driveway with a cul-de-sac or with a turnaround here. This stem is greater than the 20 feet required, however, less than the 30. And we will discuss that at greater depth as it relates to the request. Can't get blood out of a turnip is my summary to that. The property that was platted or deeded to Mr. Harris did not include and would never have assumed that we would have had a larger right-of-way requirement or stem lot requirement at the time that the property was transferred, which was before the code was adopted. So we're working through this problem right now with the applicant as well as his design professional. But those are the six cases that will be on the agenda, seven cases on the June 7th agenda. Other than that, we are going to continue to work on issues for the comprehensive plan as we discussed this evening in work session. We'll bring back a report to you shortly as it relates to some of the steps that we are leading toward, as well as some other interesting information. Have anything else to add this evening? And we thank you for your attention and your attendance.
Thank you, Mr. Zenner. Any comments of the commission? Mr. McMahon.
I have a comment and a motion. So interrupt me if you have a comment before I make my motion. I just want to say that vis-a-vis the Jackson Street property, I'm generally pleased that things work there. We've got a transition that should work well. We're providing some jobs. I hope Ridgeway is fine with it. I'm sure they would have let some of us know if that wasn't the case, but I was, that kind of, that fit really well. I like that. With that in mind, I move that we adjourn.
It was our, Ms. Russell is the second. Thank you.